Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Pádraig Lodge is back with us again. Pádraig, good morning.
Good morning again, Justin. Olympic bronze medalist from the Tokyo Games, Aidan Walsh, has announced his retirement from boxing at the age of 28. The Belfast man secured a bronze medal in the welterweight division in the Japanese capital, but was unable to fulfil his semi-final due to an ankle injury sustained in the ring, celebrating his quarter-final win. After a 14-month break from the sport to deal with mental health difficulties, Walsh returned to compete in last year's Paris Olympics once again alongside his sister Michaela. And Aidan reflects now on how special it was to share so many moments with his sister.
I suppose one highlight is to do it with my sister. Like, when you look back, you don't realise how grateful in sport. You're always in an environment where you're always chasing success. You're always based on performance outcomes, expectation, funding criteria, which is part of high performance sport, and you know, and athletes know what they're signing up for. In the moment, Siobhan, it's hard to appreciate those moments, but looking back now, to do all that, to go to them different countries, to go to two Olympic Games, two Commonwealth Games with my sister, it's just an absolute privilege. It's something that I hope to tell my kids, grandkids, and just really put it out there. But yeah, like, I have to emphasise, I couldn't have done that again without Michaela being there, without my family, without Paul Gaffney and the people closest to me. So yeah, they would be the key moments. Going to those trips, being involved in high performance sport with my sister, that would be the key, sort of the most grateful that I would be to the sport and the opportunities that came with it.
That's Aidan Walsh. The Republic of Ireland under 17 soccer team will be chasing top spot in their group when they play Paraguay in their concluding group game at the World Cup in Qatar. Shamrock Rovers striker Max Kovalevskis has been ruled out after suffering concussion in the win over Uzbekistan that led to him being subbed off at half time. Kickoff in Doha is at 1:30. The match will be shown live on RTE2 television and on the RTE player. On the senior front, Evan Ferguson will miss the Glamour World Cup qualifier against Portugal on Thursday because of an ankle injury, but it's hoped the Roma striker might be available for the final group game away to Hungary next Sunday. We have a Thursday night sports special here on Radio 1 for live coverage of that World Cup qualifier against Portugal. It'll run from 7:30 until 10 o'clock. With all the rain falling outside this morning, no great surprise to get word in that today's race meeting at Ferry House has been called off. An inspection held an hour ago found the track to be waterlogged after 17 millimetres of rain overnight, and it's still raining there. They'll be hoping that conditions in the Royal County improve for the Navan Racing Festival this weekend. Sunday's card, which features the Troy Town Chase, will be televised live by RTE. Jockey Cara Monaghan, who won an All-Ireland football medal with the Meath Ladies in 2022, will be in action in Navan, and she's been speaking about the popularity of racing in the county.
The amount of yards on our doorstep, like, I'm quite lucky. I only live in Kentstown. Like, Gordon's only 35 minutes from me, Gavin's 5 minutes from me, Geraldine's 15 minutes from me. There's loads of yards around that a lot of people don't understand and realise how big of County Meath actually is for training horses.
The Navan Racing Festival, it's quite a big deal. Still very much in its infancy.
Yeah, it's a great festival, look, and it's on my doorstep as well. The past 3 or 4 years, it's definitely getting bigger and it's growing, especially for the local economy as well, because it's a good boost to have for Navan, and then with Ferry House only the following 2 weeks later, it just gets people talking about racing more and encouraging more people to go to Ferry House straight after Navan. So hopefully they draw a big crowd both days.
That's Cara Monaghan speaking to Dave Keena. Jamie Osborne has been ruled out of Ireland's remaining November series games against Australia and South Africa with a shoulder injury he sustained in the win over Japan last Saturday. The extent of Osborne's injury hasn't been disclosed by the IRFU. Jimmy O'Brien seems the likeliest replacement at fullback. Gary Ringrose and Josh van der Fleer have both emerged as doubts for the game against the Wallabies with slight hamstring strains. The latest update from Munster is that over 30,000 tickets have been sold for their Champions Cup Round 2 game against Gloucester at Páirc Chaoimh next month. The match takes place on Saturday the 13th of December. Of the five Irish players competing in the DP World Tour final qualifying in Spain, only Mark Power survived the 72-hole cut to progress to the final two rounds. The former Walker Cup player is in a share of 54th place. He's 5 shots outside the top 20, and only the top 20 players plus ties will secure tour cards for next season. Lewis Hamilton and his Ferrari teammate Charles Leclerc have been told to focus on their driving and talk less by team president John Elkann. Both drivers failed to finish Sunday's Sao Paulo Grand Prix, and yesterday Elkann praised the work of the Ferrari mechanics and engineers but had a public cut at his two drivers. And finally, in snooker, world number one Judd Trump eased into the semi-finals of the Champion of Champions event in Leicester.
Pádraig, thank you. It's 8:41. We'll be heading to the Philippines after the break.